What game that you get on? Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG? Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to...
All right, we're here at Alamo Draft House. We just watched Hobbs and Shaw, the next in the line of the Fast and Furious movies.
I think it's Fast and Furious spin-off? Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, because it's really...
If you
want to see tuner cars and fancy drive, no.
This is not really the movie for you. This is a really good action movie. This isn't a Fast and Furious movie.
It's straight up action from almost the beginning.
You're not going to see anybody from the Fast and Furious franchise come along. I didn't see anybody from the Fast and Furious.
No, just those two, Rock and Statham.
Yeah, Rock and Statham. They were in there. Like I said, it was a fun action movie. This is like old school action. You know, what it reminded me of? It reminded me of G.I. Joe. And that G.I.
over the top cars that defy physics.
Yeah, which is hilarious because they were even talking about how the cars don't really, you know, defy physics and stuff like that. Especially with the helicopter scene, that was a little much.
With the chain going.
Yeah.
But with Statham and Rock, what do you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
I get mistaken for Statham all the time.
They think I'm his better mistaken looking for Rock. No. Apparently, that's a new cool thing about you're not allowed to have hair in action movies
that's
anymore.
True, because there was a lot of bald
skin
dudes in this movie. Yeah,
but that's just what we think. Let's talk to the peanut gallery, see what they thought.
Let's see what some of these guys thought.
Okay. All right, we're here with Carrie. He just watched Hobbs and Shaw. Carrie, what do you think about the movie?
Awesome, a lot of action.
Yeah, a lot of action.
Can't go wrong watching it.
Don't look for a lot of story, but there is quite a bit of action.
Yeah.
So, would you say that this is a good Fast and Furious film?
I think it's a step up.
A step up from the Fast and Furious. Yeah. Oh, there we go. So
not a lot of fancy cars.
A lot of fancy cars that get
snowflakes.
Yeah. They get very blown up. So yeah. So out of 10 out of 10 or out of 10 whatever, what do you
snowflakes.
Give this? Yeah, out of 10 snowflakes. What
10
do you give?
9.
A 9 out of 10.
That's pretty good.
Well, thank you so much. We'll see you next time at the Fast and Furious next iteration that they're going to do.
Fast and Furious 23.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be the new James Bond stuff.
All right, we're here with, we watched Hobbs and Shaw with Chris also. What did you think, Chris?
It was great, especially for the Fast and Furious movies. I thought it was great.
What was your favorite part of the movie without giving away spoilers?
Definitely just the chemistry between The Rock and...
Nathan Statham?
Yes.
Yeah.
And just...
Frenemies.
Yes. And just the chemistry between them was great.
So out of 10 snowflakes, how many snowflakes would you give this?
9. 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Wow.
And what would your funny pseudonym be besides Mike Oxlong? Just kidding. We won't tell you. All right.
Bend over.
Thank you so much, Chris. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. All right. We have Mike and Ashley, and he does go by Mike, not Michael. Mike and Ashley here. Mike and Ashley, what did you guys think about the film? I'm going to give you the microphone, this one, and he's going to give you that. What did you think about the film?
I thought it was amazing.
Amazing? Just amazing? What part did you like about the best?
The action.
So you pretty much liked the entire movie because it was like 90% action.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like at the end where they went all Samoan and start using the old original weapons?
Yes.
Nice. And you, Mike?
I think it was a great movie. Definitely about 8, 9.
Oh, and, 8 or 9.
It's different than Fast and the Furious, but it's a real good movie.
Yeah, I don't think this was a Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah.
Let's reiterate. The first Fast and Furious movie is completely different than this movie.
We've gone far, far away.
And I'm pretty sure, I don't even think you were born when the first Fast and Furious movie came out. I think it came out like 98 or something like that. So.
2001.
Was it 2001?
Yeah.
He knows. Yeah, that, no hesitation.
No hesitation.
2001.
2001. Yeah.
2001.
Yeah. So yeah, so he gives it an 8 or 9. What do you give it out of 10?
A 9.5.
A 9.5. So you heard here.
High
marks all around. Well, thank you so much. We'll see you guys next at the next Fast and Furious movie. They're going to come out.
thank you
so much. All right. So you heard it from everybody that was watching it, well, not everybody, but a couple of people that were watching it, everybody
that's
gave us high marks. You know, people, I don't think were expecting to see a Fast and Furious movie, but they were expecting to see a action movie, and they got it.
Yeah, like I said, there was no fancy tuner cars or big muscle cars. It was really just based around action.
Exactly.
No plot. Hey.
If
you're coming for plot and subplot and storyline.
But then again, if you're coming to a Fast and Furious movie to hear about a plot, then it's not really for you. But
there was the underlying family theme again. Family.
I watch my movies a quarter movie at a time. I'm gonna have to shave my head. No, I'm not gonna shave my head.
Nature did that for me.
Exactly.
So.
Yes, that's why I let my grow out to make him jealous all the time.
So if you need a stunt double, Jason.
If you need a stunt double, Rock. I'm right there.
We're available.
I'm 6'5" and tattooed. That should count, right?
We work cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Free.
But actually, we didn't even mention cameos. There was a couple. Idris Elba was a.
Yeah,
not a cameo,
we don't want to kind of spoil it because there was a big cameos, and if you're a fan of Deadpool 2, you'll actually see two cameos
Peter.
In there. Oh, don't say it.
I just got catfished.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a funny crossover.
My favorite part of the whole movie actually was that cameo.
Yeah, it was that cameos. Cameo. That cameos, a lot of cameos. And Dinkley. Dinkley?
Oh, I forgot about him.
Dinkley. You'll see it. Go watch the movie. It's fun. It's something you turn your brain off, have a little fun. But if you're expecting a tuner movie or a Fast and Furious style movie.
It's not a heist movie with fancy cars.
No.
And stuff. It's just straight up.
It's a straight up action movie.
Everywhere they go, I mean, it's easy to find these guys.
Yeah.
Just follow the explosions.
Just follow these.
They blew up a whole old nuclear reactor's facility.
But in Russia, so nobody really watches
it. It's Ukraine.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Exactly. Well, I think that's it from us. We want to thank a couple people here, especially...
I'm not going to look up.
No, there's nothing up there. I don't care. We've been doing this for, like, a long time.
Yeah,
and we
can
keep
show you. It's just... It says half full. Yeah, I always look up there thinking it says Alamo Draft House. It does not. Hey,
you know,
Alamo, why don't you put a sign up here?
You know what? I'm just going to put a sign up there, and then I'm not even going to let them know. And then we can actually finally look back there. But, yes, thank you again, Alamo Draft House, here at lovely Montecito and El Paso. You had a... A big ribeye steak burger,
ribeye steak
and a
sandwich
shake,
and a peanut butter chocolate shake.
Wow, I can
and
just
I'm
feel
feeling
the,
very
the arteries clogging.
I'm going to pay for it later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have my delicious fish and chips, and I can smell the truffle popcorn from a mile away.
Off a raised breath.
Exactly. I'm just licking the bowl when he's gone. So yeah.
Yeah. Since you guys got to go to the bathroom, we were all over that popcorn.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah. And talking about Ray, thank you. Rayward Productions for making this look good. This is a lot of work.
Yeah, if you saw us in real life,
the After Effects, his computer is just an overdrive filtering this out. But thank you again for everybody. Well, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerd to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerd to Me.
We'll see you next week at the movies.
Call me Ryan.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG. 'Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to...